Hello, this is Bridget. We'll get on with some news items now. We do hope you all enjoy listening, not only to our weekly edition, but also this week's Let's Talk, one of the monthly magazines we record. We'll start with our first batch of news items. A couple of high-profile buildings in the city are in the news, perhaps for the wrong reason. Whistlegate Tower seems to have permanent scaffolding, and the City Hall clock has constant problems. More problems for city residents too, as their flats remain without power for days. Still, it is not all gloom, as well-known business Potter's Leisure on the coast announced they are expanding into Essex, and Norwich Cathedral hails the success of the visit of Dippy the Diplodocus, which has now finished its time in Norwich. Whistlegate Tower works are set to stretch on for yet another 5 weeks in a development businesses have called disappointing. The scaffolding blighting the Norwich High Rise was installed in 2019 after 60 mph gusts ripped down a section of cladding. Watson's Property, which manages the tower, said shortages in the UK cladding market were to blame for why repairs didn't actually start until August of this year. But now, the initial completion date of mid-October has been pushed back again to December the 3rd. Explaining further setbacks, Watson, speaking on behalf of the building's owner, said, "Repair works have commenced, but there have been some unforeseen delays due to negotiations with contractors. Scaffolding, including a construction lift for ease of access of materials, has also been erected to enable this work to take place. No additional costs, including those associated with the scaffolding, are being borne by the leaseholders." The chairman of the Whistlegate Tower Residents Association, who did not want to be named, said, "It's absolutely ridiculous that it's taken them nearly 3 years to sort this. But what's another couple of months for tenants to wait when we've already waited this long? We're just hoping for a scaffolding-free Christmas."
It's becoming a familiar sight for folk in Norwich. The City Hall clock is once again not ticking, as it is undergoing further maintenance work over the next couple of days. As a result, the clock hands are stuck at 8:40 a.m. The clock had previously malfunctioned twice in October, prompting the authority to call out its contractor, Michelmeyer Clock and Watchmakers, to try and find a solution. At the time, the City Council was contacted by the Evening News as part of our We'll Sort It Out campaign in a bid to get time moving again. A spokeswoman for the council had said its contractor would be reporting back its findings to see how this scenario can be avoided altogether in the future. But hopefully, for the final time, it's repair o'clock on the market.
People in a city centre block of flats have been booked into a hotel for a further fortnight after their power went out, despite raising the problem with the council when it occurred on October the 23rd, people living in Halls Lane were left living by candlelight and without any means to cook a meal or have a shower. People living in the block got in touch with the Evening News after spotting the We'll Sort It campaign, which aims to fix problems facing readers across the city. And the tenants were offered short-term accommodation by the council, though many chose not to take it because of work or pets. But now they have been told the work will take at least another fortnight to complete and have been booked into a hotel in the city. Joe Pierce lives in the block and had been showering and eating at his mum's. He said, "I appreciate that sometimes things go wrong. What it seems like has happened here is that they thought it was one issue and then they've discovered a whole lot more. What's frustrating for me is that the communication has been really poor. I don't find out anything unless I call the council. They've only called me once." A spokesman for Norwich City Council previously said, "Since we became aware, The council have been working with the contractors and UK Power Networks to restore electricity supplies to the affected properties as quickly as possible. We have been in contact with all residents directly to offer ongoing support, financial compensation and temporary accommodation. A spokeswoman for UK Power Networks confirmed, although their engineers were on site, the faulty equipment is privately owned.
A family-owned leisure resort company in Norfolk has set its sights on expansion across East Anglia after acquiring a new site in Essex. Potters Leisure Limited, which trades as Potters Resorts, has acquired the four-star Five Lakes Resort in Maldon for an undisclosed sum. This will be the second resort in the 101-year-old company's portfolio alongside its first site in Hopton-on-Sea in Norfolk. The site was formerly owned by Abraham Bejarano, proprietor of AB Hotels, who transformed the site after buying it in 1994. John Potter, owner of Potter's Resorts, said, "Five Lakes is a sleeping giant that will become another jewel within Potter's Resorts. Its location is perfect for many of our existing guests and also opens up our unique short breaks offering to a wider London and South East market. I'm excited to welcome the Five Lakes team into the Potter's Resort family, and in turn, we see them all welcoming our happy guests to Potter's Five Lakes soon. I'm very grateful to the Bejarano family for entrusting Potter's with the future of this fantastic asset that they have created in the beautiful Essex countryside. Potter's Resorts was the UK's first and only all-inclusive holiday resort company. Its holiday breaks have proven popular post-pandemic as more people are choosing staycation holidays over travelling abroad."
Farewell, Dippy, and more than 200,000 of us have loved seeing you. The famous dinosaur's time at Norwich Cathedral has ended after a hugely successful 16-week visit, which has attracted people from across the UK. On Sunday, the cathedral said goodbye to its prehistoric guest with a farewell service that took place around Dippy. Norwich Cathedral Choir, Norwich Cathedral Children's Choir and Total Ensemble Theatre Company participated in the service. Norwich was the eighth and final stop of Dippy on tour. During his final week in the city, emergency service workers were treated to a special preview of the Dippy at Night farewell spectacle. Along with their families, the groups were the very first people to see Dippy at Night at a blue light preview event. The Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, the Lady Dannett, joined with the cathedral's clergy, city and county dignitaries and emergency services chiefs to welcome and to say a heartfelt thank you to the 600 people attending Blue Light Dippy at Night.